and welcome to Your New Mexico Government on this Taco Tuesday. I'm your host, Khalil A. Colonna. Corporations, you know, businesses with deep pockets and deeper ties to power. While many people feel that a corporation's mission is to maximize profits at any cost, there is a bill at the Roundhouse which would give businesses an option to make themselves a B Corp or benefit corporation, meaning benefiting the community. Julia Goldberg from the Santa Fe Reporter has the scoop, and she joins me next. Your New Mexico Government starts now. Back at you with Your New Mexico Government. My guest today is Julia Goldberg, reporter for the Santa Fe Reporter. Julia, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for being here. Question for you. Can you briefly explain to our listeners what a benefit corporation or B Corp is?
Absolutely. So a benefit corporation is a company basically that is saying it wants to take the public good into account along with making a profit. And it's a trend that has really ramped up as a national movement over the last, well, really over the last 10 or 15 years. So really seeing a lot of it recently. And there's a lot of different ways companies can go about becoming benefit corporations. And the state of New Mexico is looking at allowing them to do one of them, I guess.
Okay. We're finally getting on board. I was reading in one of your pieces that there are more than 35 states who have allowed benefit corporations to exist, and New Mexico is trying to be possibly the 36th in that.
Yeah, and I think even the numbers are higher than when I wrote that piece. And it's, you know, the sponsor of this bill, Zach Cook, who's a Republican from Rio Doso, he first introduced it in 2013, this bill that would allow, it's basically a bill that would allow companies, if they found here and they incorporate here, they can choose benefit corporation as how they're founding. And, you know, it made it to former Governor Susana Martinez's desk, and she pocket vetoed it in 2013. And if it had passed then, New Mexico would have been kind of on the front wave of this, because at that point, you know, barely a dozen states had done it. So we're kind of farther along, which I know when I spoke with Representative Cook, he was sort of frustrated that instead of being one of the first states to do this, we were going to be on the back end. But better late than never, I suppose.
Very true. Very true. Better late than never. But question for you, why has it taken it so long for us in New Mexico to get on board with this seemingly really good idea?
It's a good question. I think my understanding, and, you know, and Representative Cook has introduced this bill several times. This might be his fourth go during this session. I think in the case of the pocket veto from former Governor Martinez, the impression I got was that maybe she just wasn't read in on the issue and wasn't, it just wasn't on her radar. She didn't understand it or didn't like it or didn't care about it. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it just sounded like it just wasn't something she necessarily knew about. I think last year or the year before, it sounded as though there had been some opposition and confusion from lawyers about the bill itself, because essentially, you know, it allows companies to say that they're not prioritizing profits over the public good, that they sort of have a balance and allowing them to do that. So there seemed to be some concerns from lawyers and legislators who are lawyers about the liability issue. Hmm. The supporters of the bill with whom I spoke said that was their concern was based on not understanding the bill. And I'm not sure if that was true, but I think that might have been what held it up last year. But it sounds like both the supporters and Representative Cook and some of the critics from years past really kind of sat down and worked through all of those issues. So this year, that bill has made it through all the House committees. The House had passed it yesterday. The Senate Judiciary, it was their last item. They passed it, and it's headed for a Senate vote today. I don't think it made it to the floor yet, but I know that supporters were hoping to see it on the evening session. So,
excellent. We're going to keep an eye on that question.
Yeah.
So it seems like it has a lot of support. This is bipartisan support coming from both Republicans and Democrats.
That's absolutely right. You know, when I spoke with Representative Cook, his point and the state economic development analysis of the bill's point was that this really could be a boon for economic development across the state, because you would have companies that are incorporating elsewhere because they want to be benefit corporations instead of incorporating here. You know, so you've got some high-profile examples. Meowwolf is incorporated as a benefit corporation in Delaware. Don't know if they would have incorporated here otherwise, but they didn't. And I spoke with a couple of businesses, one of which also incorporated in Delaware and would have incorporated it here, and one business that incorporated here not as a benefit corporation but will reincorporate if it passes. So it's clearly something people are interested in having as an option. And it's certainly as a trend, it's becoming increasingly popular with younger businesses, with younger demographics. So, you know, New Mexico is surrounded by states that have this as an option.
Yeah, and it puts us in direct competition with them. Instead of Colorado, Arizona, and Texas getting these corporations, now New Mexico can attract some of this business talent here.
Yeah, and we can say, you can't buy pot here, but you can do good. That could be our slogan or something like that.
I like that. I see the bumper sticker on the T-shirt already. It is New Mexico, so we might as well mention someone's going to get a tattoo of that as well. So you mentioned Meow Wolf being a high-profile mm-hmm. example of that. Are there other examples? Is this something that, like, maybe energy companies, solar companies, tech companies want to get ahead on as, you know, they come off with the image of, hey, we're innovating, we are making money for our shareholders, but we also want to do good by communities at large?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, a benefit corporation, which is something you could do to incorporate as a state, is a little separate from this issue of being certified as a B Corp. And that's a third-party standard that an organization, a nonprofit called B Lab, started up years ago. And that's kind of, Meow Wolf is a certified B Corp, Ben & Jerry's, Patagonia. It's kind of a worldwide phenomenon. And here in New Mexico, I mean, Taos Ski Valley was, I think, the first ski valley in the country to become a benefit corp. And they, in fact, earlier in the month, they had a bee-inspired festival that had a lot of panel discussions focused on business and social impact. There's another bee public prefab, which is a building company that prioritizes energy replacement. That's the company that incorporated it as a benefit corporation in Delaware. Positive Energy Solar here in New Mexico has been a registered B Corp since 2013. So, yeah, it's a little bit ubiquitous, actually. In fact, there's a panel discussion coming up on it here in Santa Fe on Tuesday, February 25th, which is just focused on sort of businesses that want to become B corporations.
Okay, I like that. Hopefully people and listeners will go up there next Tuesday to watch. Now, you mentioned something about them reporting to a third party. What does mm-hmm. this third party do? Does this third party, like, look at these B corporations and they say, okay, you have not done enough good for the community, or are they a regulatory body? What are they?
It's a nonprofit that sets up sort of criteria and standards by which you would receive that certification. And it's not particularly loosey-goosey. I mean, I didn't look at every single inch of it, but it's pretty stringent. They have a lot of different requirements, and they stretch from sort of quantifying the kind of benefit you're doing for the public, as well as internally as a company, what kind of benefits you're offering for your employees. So it's really kind of a top-to-bottom checklist. And, you know, Edie Dillman, who's the CEO of the company that incorporated in Delaware, with whom I spoke, she said she wasn't sure if they were going to seek B Corp certification, because they kind of were founded just in general to do good. But she said just the criteria and how they do the certification really provides like a good checklist for anyone, you know, who does want to have a company that's kind of grounded in that idea of doing social good.
I like that. Now, it's seeing that this is becoming kind of the future for businesses when we look particularly at 2020, New Mexico and the country at whole, maybe globally. Corporations mm-hmm. are seen as the funders and the owners and the puppet masters of the evil corporate empire. Now, this is giving mm-hmm. a different face to that. Like, corporations, yes, we are out here to make money, to stay in business. However, we want to do well by our communities and our states and countries. What do you see the future of this being? Do you see this as something that a lot of companies are going to get on? So it seems like a really good PR move.
Yeah, it's a good point and a good question, Khalil. I mean, just last August, you had the Business Roundtable, which is a really influential body. There's approximately 200 CEOs from really big companies. And up until last summer, they had a corporate philosophy statement as an organization that was about making money. And they revamped it last summer to emphasize investing in employees, ethical transactions with suppliers, supporting communities. So I think, you know, as a movement, I think this is one that has really kind of, yes, there's a PR benefit of it for sure. But it's only a PR benefit because it's kind of what consumers want now. If they are given the option, I think, to shop or do business or patronize a business that they know is giving back to the community, of course you're going to choose that. rather than not, if you can, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably some evil consumers who are like, where's a business that's really, you know, messing up the planet? I want to go there, but probably not.
There may be some. There's enough people on the planet to have one or two who are willing to spend their money that way. So this looks like it's going to pass through and it's going to become law this year.
I mean, I hate to say that because, you know, predicting the legislature is not my business.
It's tricky business.
It ends so soon. And I know they were 28. This bill was 28th on today's agenda. And as you know, there's some big ticket items left. So
yeah.
It certainly was on path to pass. I know it's got some high profile supporters. I don't think the clock has run out yet. But as far as I know, right this moment, it hasn't passed. And I'm not sure where Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is on it. Before the session, right when the session was starting, I asked her spokesperson. He said she supports it in concept. And I have a follow-up note to him to say, what about this specific bill at this point? Does she support it? I'm kind of assuming she does because I know so many people have had hands on it at this point that I think it's kind of been vetted, but I'm not 100% sure. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll see soon.
Yes, we're going to keep our eye on that. We're also going to keep our eyes on the Santa Fe Reporter. I want to thank you, Julia Goldberg, for coming through and joining me. Question, is there anything we should be looking for on the Santa Fe Reporter coming up?
Oh, you mean like tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole issue. We're putting it to bed right now. A whole lot of stories. There's an interesting piece that reporter Leah Kenner has been following that has to do with the pension payments to firefighters, and she'll have a piece on that tomorrow. I think she's over at the Roundhouse, pacing around, waiting to see what happens with the bill as we speak. I have a fantastic story. I have a story about a series at Site Santa Fe, which is a museum here that is going to be starting up that basically pairs local chefs who are themselves either refugees or immigrants and local scholars, and it's all kicking off. It's going to be a lot of emphasis here in the spring on a exhibition at Site Santa Fe focused on displaced persons. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Okay. We're going to look forward to it. Again, thank you so much, Julia, for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me run my mouth.
Of course.
Have a good one.
And that's all for today's episode of Your New Mexico Government. Many thanks again to Julia Goldberg from the Santa Fe Reporter. Thanks for joining the show and making me feel much better about the future of business here in New Mexico and nationwide. Be sure to check out great reporting from Julia and the entire staff at the Santa Fe Reporter. Just head to sfreporter.com. Tomorrow, I talk with Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS about the bills that didn't quite make it in this session and will have to wait until next year for their chance to become law. That might be a long list. We'll see. For everyone here at Your New Mexico Government, I'm Khalil Ekolona. Thanks for listening. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund.